Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, here I am, and it's great to be here on Sunday, which we don't get too many opportunities to do. But we were on this whole weekend and last weekend, too. But bad news, at least if you like my program, we will not be on the Big 870 at all next week because there's too many other athletic events going on, and that's that. Nothing sinister about it. But it's great to be here with you today. Our number is 260-1870. And the topic I threw out there and added that you don't have to, you know, get in line with the other things we've already talked about. It's about Sunday dinner. And I don't know what things were like at your house, but when I was growing up, my mother made just a wonderful home-cooked meal all the time. In fact, she made a home-cooked meal every day of the week. But that Sunday dinner with the roasted chicken, which my big sisters and my little sisters, too, tell me was strictly a roast beef kind of a thing. It wasn't chicken. I remember chicken. Doggone it. I also remember peas and corn, both right out of a can. I didn't say my mother did everything the hard way. But that was what everybody did in those days anyway. Corn, vegetables like that, peas. That's how it arrived. But I remember that as being just a wonderful dinner, and she would do it every Sunday. We would have dinner at somewhere between noon and one in the afternoon. And I was thought I'd just ask if there's anybody out there who has a recollection of that wonderful Sunday dinner, you know, no matter what it was, at your house. I'd like to know, and I'll bet you a lot of other people would like to know that too. So call us up. The number is 260-1870. Here on the Big 870 WWL, I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Anybody on hold there before I start jabbering off on something else? What? Oh, Tim. That's right. We had two guys named Tim on the hold at the same time. Tim, welcome. Sorry for the delay.
That's okay, Tom. We used to have either fried chicken or pounded chicken fried steak,
yeah,
mashed potatoes, macaroni, and either fresh pinto beans or fresh black-eyed peas or crowder peas.
Crowder peas. You don't hear too much talk about crowder peas. I think they're real good.
And then we would have a cornbread cooked in a black iron skillet. In the summertime, we would have, fresh tomatoes and sliced cucumbers.
How could you beat that? That's a great dinner.
Yeah. And then one more thing, Tom. I've not heard you talk about Michael Udo. Usually when a chef dies like that, you write something in your newsletter.
I didn't know he died.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. He was 50.
I'm sorry. He was what?
He was 59.
59, yeah, I know he was about my age, and a terrific chef for a long time, but I hadn't heard this.
Yes, he died after last, I think it was
I will look into that, but in fact, it's not long that he moved to another location. He had just taken over a new job. I had heard about that, but I didn't know that he passed away.
He was at Cafe B, and when they closed, he went to the catering side of the
restaurant. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's very sad because I was always a big enthusiast for the kind of food he always put out. And back when he and his brother had that wonderful restaurant over on Decatur Street in the 1100 block of Decatur Street. What was the name of that?
G&E Courtyard.
G&E Courtyard Grill. That's right. G&E were the initials of his father and his son, and his father and his mother. I'm sorry.
Right. Right.
You've got me stirred up by this. I didn't know that.
Who started, you know, this is another piece of trivia. His mother and father started Progresso Foods, or what was Progresso Foods.
Yes,
or
that's
what is
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, the building where Muriel's is now is where
okay.
Where the spaghetti factory was from Progresso. That was their building.
Okay.
So there's a lot of history tied in with that family.
Yes.
Well,
that's
sad and fascinating, and I'm ashamed of myself for not knowing it. I guess I must have been busy, but thank you for telling me that. He does deserve a few more thoughts.
Okay. Okay, you
thank
take
you.
Care.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Michael Udo. Let's see. I'm sorry, who? Mary. Mary, welcome to the food show.
Hi, Tom. At the Bally High, they had this coconut ice cream. I don't know if you ever had it at Bally High way back when.
I went to Bally High more than a few times, and I had a really hilarious episode that happened to me there when I was taking this girl out to her prom. And because that's where a lot of people went with their prom, you know, their prom night dates for your junior prom, your senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very popular back then. But anyway.
The Mai Tai, the drink that...
And
it was you couldn't get out of the chair after you drank it.
I know. That's what happened to me. There was this thing called a tiki bowl. They had all these allegedly Polynesian cocktails, which was ridiculous because there is no cuisine in Polynesia. There's no such thing. But anyway, they had what was the name of it again? The tiki bowl. And it was one of these really fruity dishes with a lot of rum in it and fresh fruit and all kinds of. And it came out with two long straws. And you would, both your date and you would put the straw into it and drink it simultaneously. What I didn't know is that my date was saying, this is really good. Oh, I really like this. Which, in fact, she wasn't drinking anything at all. And I drank the whole thing, and that was one big drink, and it slammed into me like a truck.
Right, right. Yes, I know my husband could hardly walk. I mean, he was pretty loaded when he had that. But I wanted to ask you, they had the best butterfly shrimp. I want to ask you two questions. The best coconut ice cream. Now, I don't get the same kind of coconut ice cream if I go to an ice cream company that makes ice cream, or even Häagen-Dazs, or even these companies that have their own ice cream on the slab. None of their coconut ice cream is like their coconut ice cream. And also, they have the butterfly shrimp. So I don't know if anybody knows where you can get coconut. I've never seen a coconut ice cream like that except in Connecticut one time.
Yeah.
Does anybody know where you get that kind of coconut ice cream or those butterfly shrimp?
The coconut ice cream, that screams out K&B somehow, because, you know, K&B used to make all its own ice creams when K&B was still in existence. I don't think that passed over when it became whatever it became. But anyway, if I were looking for that recipe, or if I were looking for that ice cream, I would go to the Creole Creamery. There are two of them.
I've been there, and it wasn't as good at all. It wasn't the same thing. I've been there. That
well,
ice cream.
You know, it's hard to say because your ability to taste things changes so much as you get older. And speaking of, I'm not accusing you of getting older, but
I certainly have done so.
I
got the same ice cream in Connecticut not too long ago, so I know, I know exactly what it tastes like.
Oh, okay. But so it's still out there somewhere.
Well, the other thing is the butterfly shrimp.
What is that? I don't know what that could mean.
The huge shrimp that like a cut in half and they're huge and they look like a butterfly.
Well,
and
they
had them at the Bally High.
Yeah, could be. I don't have recipes for the Bally High because they went out of business before I got into writing about food. So
And they were fried. They were fried, and they were huge, and they were cut in half, and they looked like a butterfly out of this world.
Hmm. Well, so. If only we had a time machine, we could go and get some more. But I don't think we're going to ever see that again.
Oh, yeah, okay then. Oh, well.
But just console yourself with this. Even what? If you could go into a time machine and bring it back, it would not taste the same to you as what you remember. It's just the nature of things and like that.
Well, and the coconut ice cream in Connecticut tastes the same, the one that was at this restaurant up in Connecticut.
Well, you got lucky.
I know, I was very lucky.
Yeah. Well, we'll put this out there, but, you know, after a place has been closed for a long time, it's really hard to find find it again, you know. So.
Right.
We'll see what we come up with. Thanks for calling. Anybody know where to get coconut ice cream? I don't
or the
know.
Butterfly shrimp.
Or butterfly shrimp, whatever that is. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
See ya. It's the Food Show. We will come back with more of it in a moment after first, please, this. It's the Food Show. Oh, excuse me. We're darn near out of time here, but I still have time to talk to Stephen. Stephen, welcome.
Hey, Tom. Great show as always. Quick, easy question. Other week you were talking about a new restaurant on a restaurant on Magazine that used to be a big home or a mansion. At first, the menu was a little off, but then they redid it and it was better. What was the name of that place? Do you recall?
I'm trying to remember what it might have been.
It was on Magazine Street, and it was a home. And at first, you said the menu was like a bit kind of maybe eclectic or all over the place. But then you said that's a good reason to not go to a restaurant when they first open. Sometimes let them kind of refine the menu and work the kinks out, and then go check it out.
You know, there is so much action on Magazine Street it's easy to lose track of it. But that, for some reason, it rings a bell, but not loud enough for me to tell you.
Well, I understand.
Call me again, and I'll figure it out between now and then. But it's there's a lot of stuff up and down that part of the city. It's tremendous, in fact. There's almost 100 restaurants.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Right. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Well, that takes us pretty much to the end of what? Oh, Larry is calling. Larry, give us a...
Hi, Tom.
Hi, welcome.
I got a quickie for you. That lady was talking about prongs that were butterflied in a cocktail sauce, and Polynesian...
Prawns, okay.
There is a cuisine for that. You got Polynesian and Samoan from Hawaii.
Yeah, well, that's another whole story unto itself. But anyway,
well, of course,
yeah.
But I'm just telling you, she thinks she's losing it, and I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate
nice hearing from you. Bye. It's the Food Show. Where could that be? What was that about on Magazine Street? I think I know what it was. And I think it is too new to talk about, and I can't quite, what's that? Mark is on hold. Well, let's talk to Mark. Mark, welcome to the Food Show.
Hello, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. Wish we had a little more time today, but that's life.
I'll make it quick. Hey,
take your time.
Sunday dinners. We used to go to my grandmother's house, and every other Sunday...
Uh-huh.
And we could always see what we were going to have the next Sunday, because she had two fresh hens in the cage where she was feeding them corn before she killed them.
Uh-huh.
And she used to make the best sticky chicken with those. Of course, that was for the kids, and the adults had either a pork roast, a pork fricassee, or a beef roast, or something going on with that. That was the best sticky chicken ever. And I can't make it. None of my relatives can copy it. The ones that could have passed by now. But I tell you what, that was the thing that every other Sunday we'd go out there.
Yeah. Well, and what you didn't mention it, so I don't know whether this is true or not, but one of the things that happened every now and then with my mother, who did grow up in the middle of nowhere out in Cottonport, Louisiana, and she would go out and and yank a chicken apart. I mean, really, just kill it. Just pick it up and cut it by the neck, and then that was it. She would twist their necks. You know, and then my mother didn't seem like the kind of person who would do stuff like that, but she did.
My grandmother did, too. We were in Ville Platte, Louisiana, when she was doing that. Well, Point Blue, which is right outside of Ville Platte. And like I said, she had a yard full of chicken, but they always had two in the cage. So those two in that cage were
doomed.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's probably the best story we've heard all day.
You got a little more time. I got another story for you. When I lived in Ohio.
We have all of, looks like about 30 seconds. If we're lucky, go.
Pulled from Boston one week, and he loved it. Him and
Oh, you're breaking up. Oh, well.
I'm here, and you had a barbecue.
Now, I'm sorry. You're breaking up now all of a sudden for some reason. So call me another day and tell me the rest of this. Because we are slap dab out of time now. Stay tuned for, let's see, this is LSU baseball. Okay. And this coming week from 105.3 FM, 3 in the afternoon till 5 in the afternoon. Try it out if you haven't listened, and then you're going to want to set up a little button to push that'll get you right over there. And if not, in about 2 weeks, we'll be back here on the weekends. But we're every day, once again, nomenu.com is my website. And you can send me emails there, too. So I would love to hear from you one or another. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and all the other things that can be enjoyed. And remember, don't let those people who have all these wonderful recipes pass away before you sit down and get those recipes, because you will be doing a great favor for everybody. All right. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.